Around 200 New Yorkers with developmental disabilities, along with their family members and caregivers, gathered in a reception area outside Governor Cuomo's office to ask for more help in paying the workers more money. Earlier this year, the group successfully lobbied for an additional $55 million in subsidies in the state budget. They'll be phased in over the next 4 years. It goes to nonprofit groups that care for the about 130,000 New Yorkers with autism, brain injuries, Down syndrome, and other disabilities to help them keep pace with the state-mandated increases in the state's minimum wage. But Tom McAlvina, with the Interagency Council, which represents many of the nonprofits in the downstate area, says that even with the subsidies, caregivers are leaving for other jobs where the pay is higher.
Our vacancy rate can climb as high as 30% or more. 3 out of every 10 positions of direct support professionals not filled. How are we going to provide quality services if we don't have the staff to be able to do them?
Mike Brooks of Cobleskill relies on caregivers for some services. He says the constant staff turnover is disruptive.
People with disabilities and their families suffer the most serious effect of staff turnover. This means that individuals deal with a revolving door of care providers, constant training of new workers, interrupts the continuity of care, that allows individuals with disabilities to reach their full potential.
The groups are asking the governor and lawmakers to accelerate the schedule for increasing the subsidies to 3 years, and they've received bipartisan support. Senator George Amador is a Republican who represents parts of the Hudson Valley.
We need to hurry up, speed it up, and properly fund it directly so we can give a good living wage to our employees.
The state has a multi-billion dollar projected deficit next year, but Senator Jim Todisco, a Schenectady area Republican, says legislators should not be deterred.
The comptroller says we have a $4.5 billion deficit. So what? Any budget, no matter what the funding is, should start with the first penny on up until we fully fund those who are most challenged in this state. Then we can think about everybody else.
Retired Democratic Assemblyman Harvey Wiesenberg of Long Island is a longtime champion of disabled people's rights and has a son who is developmentally disabled. He says staff shortages can lead to inadequate care and even to abuse.
You got to think about neglect and abuse that can occur. And the answer really is, if you don't have the funding to be able to do what's right, then we have consequences, and the consequences are the results that are going to impact the quality of care and life for our special people who need it the most.
The governor was in Albany, and his offices are down the hall from the rally. But Cuomo did not emerge, even though Wiesenberg brought a cake and the protesters honored the governor on his 60th birthday. An aide accepted the cake on behalf of the governor instead. There's no word on whether he'll agree to their request. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.